Welcome to the Audit 15 Fund podcast. My goal of this podcast is to bring relevant internal audit topics to the table at least every 15 days. Today, I have the honor to have as my guest, Matej Drašek, audit leader based in Slovenia and author of the article, The Theory of Internal Audit, the Purpose-Driven Internal Audit. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Welcome to the podcast, Matej. It's an honor to have you on.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me again.
Yes, absolutely. So you wrote this article, which I had a chance to read, The Theory of Internal Audit, the Purpose-Driven Internal Audit. For those who haven't had a chance to read yet, because not everybody has access yet, but maybe someday everybody will be able to have a chance to read it. But what's the gist of the article? What is the theory of internal audit or the purpose-driven internal audit?
This is a very good question. This is how I started. So what is our theory, you know? Why we do exist, you know? Because I think the best way to actually have a legitimate cause of our existence is have a good theory as well. So it was basically done, this article was written mostly out of agony, because when you're doing a research, and I do a little bit of, let's say, academic serious research, is, you know, like normally the process at university, we all know, you know, we have to have the theory, out of the theory comes the hypothesis, and then you test the hypothesis, et cetera, et cetera. It's always difficult to actually find a theory. And more or less, unfortunately, when we do the research, the internal audit, let's say internal audit, is more or less going with the theories of other professions, mainly external audit. We are using a lot of agency theory, which is unfortunately quite old, you know, already. So we should not use this theory, or governance theory, which is more to institutional theory. So it was actually out of this agony and search that I tried to put together an article or a thought of how to build. And it was not the best approach, you know, I can admit that you start building by actually having four different theories and then put it and say it, okay, it's a new theory. But it's more about starting the discussion about the theory of internal audit and then finding the way, you know, maybe somebody else will read this article, say, okay, I do not agree with it, which would be great, and then try to write something else. But I do believe that we need a theory of internal audit. We need it to, you know, get access to the students, because, you know, we need the theory to teach the students. We know how the universities work. And then, you know, this will be as well the pipeline for the future of internal audit. But at the moment, there are some good attempts, but no, let's say, theory actually came up yet that was accepted by, you know, not only practitioners, but as well the academic persons. So, yeah, that was actually the purpose and the background why I wrote this article.
Yeah, beautiful. So a few things there. And I like what you mentioned there, that research, there's usually more kind of like trial and error in the internal audit space, right? People are trying things and then it works, and then they do it for a while, or there are trends, right? Like agile and ESG and things and here, this and that. But very good point. And I actually had a conversation with a researcher not too long ago, and he said that the very first thing you need to do when you're doing research, or when you're trying to come up with a framework, is to have those big questions at the beginning. What are the big questions that you're trying to answer? And you have a few questions in your article, and I'll just share here really quick. So what is internal audit uniquely good at, which you tie to the competitive advantage theory? What are internal auditors at work passionate about, the theory of work passion? How does internal audit create value, which is a core competency theory? And what does the world need, public interest theory of professionalism? So to your point, you're kind of just throwing out there, you're already saying like, this is not the best way, but at least I'm you know, creating the discussion here. So for those who are listening to the podcast, listening to the show here, trying to maybe answer those questions, what would be You know, can you expand on those? And you mentioned that the public interest, there's some things that we can tie to the new standards that are going to be effective next year. Can you expand a little bit more on that?
Yeah, I have to agree with you that we are quite a profession that likes buzzwords, you know, like agile, ECG and everything. So I completely agree with you. So I think this was quite a good point. And when I started this, and it was more a discussion with my good friends, he's as well, internal auditor, Ahmed Shawki Mohammed from, he's now in UK. And we were talking about the purpose, you know, and as well, the purpose is now one of the things that it's new in new global internal audit standards. And then there has been quite a lot written about purpose in life. It goes back to Aristotle, and as well, purpose in, you know, corporations and organization. And now everyone is trying to define their purpose, you know, in the organization. And there is quite a lot of theory. So I actually borrowed this, you know, these four aspects of purpose theory in management. So it's not something that it's new. But when I was going more into the details, and I do like to connect the dots, you know, it came up that it's quite a good approach to see what are still some open questions that we have as internal auditors, as a profession as well. And one is, you know, passion at work. We know that more passion you have, the better you perform and everything. So what are internal auditors really passionate about, you know? What are the variables, the drivers of the passion, you know, of internal auditors? Why, you know, we are still not paid enough, but still have a passion to, you know, disclose a lot of times frauds, be a whistleblower, because this is some of the questions, because why should I expose myself? I'm not getting paid. If I will be a whistleblower, it's going to hurt me. So there is something that should be researched there. When we're talking about what we are good at, you know, unfortunately, we have a three-line model, but at the same time, you know, we know that compliance, fraud, information security, we are all competing for the attention of the board. We have to have some advantage, you know, and this is about competitive advantage. Where are we better? Why we are the best? Not, you know, that we're supposed to be the best. No, we are the best, but still we have to find the way to articulate it. And for me, one of the most important was as well this public interest. And because purpose is always a little bit more about how you can contribute to the betterment or to improve the world, you know. And for me, this public interest was quite an interesting topic in the new standards because it's quite new. It's really well written, but I have a lot of questions about it. And the public interest comes from the theory of professionalism. You can go back, you read it, there is a lot. You know, all the professions have the public interest in mind. This is why we are called profession. But at the same time, I'm still having problem, you know, to define the public interest. So how we will measure that we are actually contributed to the public interest? You know, what are the aspects of my work or the internal audit function that contribute to the public interest? So there are still a lot of questions to be answers. We have quite a lot of good researchers already working on it, and I hope that we will get the answers, because I think, you know, then it will be easier for us, that it's not going to be, you know, trial and error, try this, and then after 2 years, okay, everyone already moved on, but we're still, you know, with the example of agile, you know, everyone already moved on with the agile. We are still talking a lot of times about the agile, that we are the one that is not the lagging, but a leading profession. So it's just more about getting your brain juices to flow, this article. And it's just about, you know, maybe my personal thinking, trying to, of course, have as well some theory, some references behind, but just trying to get a little bit of a momentum in that aspect.
Yes, there is one. I do want to expand on one piece of the article, which I I thought was thought-provoking. But you talked about the two distinct archetypes of work passion, harmonious and obsessive. And harmonious is you're engaging your work. It resonates with your identity, personal values. And then there's the obsessive, which is more like external pressures, internal contingencies. So
I think I know where you're going.
So,
yes, actually, you know, purpose, when we're talking about purpose in life, it's always the purpose is in the middle between two extremes. So if we're talking about, you know, being, you know, if the your virtue is work, you know, if you have no work virtues, let's put it like that, you're lazy. But on the other hand, workaholic is not okay. You always look for the middle part. And this is why it is important to say as well that as internal auditors, yes, of course, we have to be professional. We have to be hardworking and everything. At the same time, we have to find the balance. Because at the end of the day, if we don't take care of ourselves, being, you know, health-wise, mind-wise, and everything, it's not going to help nobody, especially the profession. Because who wants to work in a profession that everyone is burned out, everyone is bullied, you know? Nobody. So this is quite important. And for me, it was just, I found this theory actually when doing the research, because, you know, there are a lot of theories about psychology and everything. We have Maslow, you know, hierarchy of needs, etc., and has been written quite a lot. But this passion at work was not so much developed as well in the academic research and papers. But I found it interesting because it spoke to me, maybe personally as well, that, you know, passion is not the same as, you know, working hard and everything, but it's a little bit, you know, different approach. And finding the balance, it's always the key, you know. I always say the internal audit is the profession of finding the balance as well, because we don't want to go too much into the details, but not going to be too general, you know. It's in the balance, you know, golden mean, always, you know, trying to find the balance in life, but never unfortunately achieve it, you know.
Yeah, there is much more to deconstruct here from the article. But I do have one final question here for you, Matej, where, I mean, there's a lot that we can cover, but related to this, and I don't know if you ever watched this movie. It's called, movie called Soul by Disney.
I think so, yes. I think that I remember, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then people are looking for their spark. And then people who, maybe they're obsessed about something, like they have their spark, but then they get obsessed about it. It turns into something negative. So, I mean, this point about harmonious and obsessive is so good because it just reminds me of that movie. But, you know, people in that movie, what they're looking for is the spark. So let me put you on the spot here a little bit, Matej. What is your spark for internal audit?
For me, I say to everyone that this is the best profession. And the reason why I say it is that this is the profession that you have to know how to connect the dots. It's not about specialization. And I always, even like as a little child and everything, and then at university, I always like the interdisciplinary approaches, no matter what. And I think the internal audit, it's the best profession to try to understand how the world works, or at least organization, because you have to know how to connect the dots. And this is my spark. I really like finding these connections. Maybe sometimes they are not, they're sometimes unusual, but for me it's always, yes, connecting the dots. And this, you know, probably like, you know, when you connect the dots, maybe the spark will come, you know.
There you go. And I do hope that your article sparks interest in the profession for those to do deeper research, like you mentioned. That's the goal of the article, just to spark a discussion and have people start doing more research-based work, where we're trying to answer those big questions that we have in the profession. So really do appreciate being on the podcast, Matej.
Thank you. Bye.